Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When The Who wrote this rock anthem back in 1971, the song's title, Baba O'Reilly, and this repetitive keyboard music both came from the American composer Terry Riley. 40 years later, bands are still writing music about him. The electronica duo Matmos will join the Kronos Quartet on Friday to unveil a new piece called For Terry Riley. On Thursday, the Kronos Quartet will celebrate Riley's 75th birthday and their own 30-year collaboration. And today, both Terry Riley and the Kronos Quartet are here, and Kronos will play an excerpt from Terry Riley's piece Sun Rings for us live in our Soundcheck studio. Here is the Kronos Quartet.
You have to literally just pinch yourself and ask yourself the question silently, do you really know where you are at this point in time and space and in reality and in existence? When you look out the window and you're looking back at the most beautiful star in the heavens, the most beautiful because it's the one we understand and we know, it's where home, it's humanity, it's people, family, love, life. And besides that, it is beautiful. You can see from pole to pole and across oceans and continents, and you can watch it turn and there's no strings holding it up. And it's moving in a blackness that is almost beyond conception.
One bird. One people. One love. One earth, one people. One love. One Earth.
That is music from Terry Riley. For the Kronos Quartet, with obviously other sounds on tape, just an excerpt from One Earth, One People, One Love, which in turn is from the larger work Sun Rings, and played live, with an asterisk, I suppose, in our soundcheck studio by the Kronos Quartet. David Harrington and John Sherba playing violins, Hank Dutt the viola, Jeffrey Ziegler the cello, and the composer Terry Riley. Terry, first of all, welcome back.
Thanks, John.
What are the other sounds that appear on tape in that piece?
There's Alice Walker's voice.
Mm-hmm. The poet.
Author, which we were given permission to use as part of this. And then there's a lot of sounds that were given to us by Dr. Donald Garnett, who recorded the first sounds, built the equipment that recorded the first sounds in space at NASA.
So all those weird whistling effects, those are sounds from outer space?
The basis of the sounds are originally from outer space. They've all been manipulated, so they don't sound like the original sounds that much anymore. But that's the source of the sounds.
So the piece called Sun Rings is kind of a cosmic bit of music.
It's about our neighbors, yeah, out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we started the segment with that little clip from The Who. I mean, Pete Townshend wrote that song, Baba O'Reilly, back in 1970. Motmos on Friday debuting their piece for Terry Riley. That's four decades of rock musicians who've been looking to you for inspiration. Why do you think that is? I mean, why have they sort of zeroed in on you?
I don't know. I think in The Who it was kind of obvious, because when my CBS records came out, they got them right away. And I think this piece, although Pete told me was modeled more on Rainbow and Curvature, sounds like NC to me. So I felt that was the inspiration for that piece.
Well, you know, that kind of...
And the kinetic kind of energy is similar to rock in a way.
So. And you were an early adopter of tape technology, of electronics, of things like that. Have you gotten anything in return from the rock world?
Oh, well, especially in those days, I think there was a good interchange. I was feeling like the music boundaries were really dissolving in the late 60s. And so I was, you know, friendly with a lot of the groups from the UK and felt a good interchange of energy. I felt we were doing pretty much the same thing in different venues.
Speaking with Terry Riley and also with David Harrington, who is the founder of the Kronos Quartet, playing for us here in the studio and taking part in the Kronos Perspective series all this weekend at Carnegie Hall. And David, music history is full of great collaborations, but the scale of your collaboration with Terry Riley, 30 years, you're debuting his 26th piece for you at Carnegie Hall on Thursday night. I can't think of another collaboration that has reached that kind of, you know, scale, that kind of scope. Why has this collaboration worked so well?
Well, I think it's because Terry's nature. I think it's the amazing creativity of his spirit. And we love every interchange that we ever have with Terry. It's always fun. We learn a lot about the world of music. And I'm just curious, like, what's he going to do next? And I've been curious for all of these years.
Well, apparently what he's going to do next is write a piece for you and for our friends in the YPC, the Young People's Chorus, right? That's the piece that's being premiered on Thursday
night. That's
right,
yeah. We just played it last night for the first time with the Young People's Chorus, and it's really fantastic. And the energy and the fun and the joy in this collaboration is just beautiful.
Soundcheck listeners will recall that the Young People's Chorus of New York were our sort of resident chorus here at Soundcheck for a number of years, and taking part in the Thursday evening concert that celebrates Terry Riley's 75th birthday and 30 years of the Riley-Kronos collaboration. Now, you know, the rockers I can understand because, you know, as we mentioned already, Terry was an early adopter of tape and electronic technology, and as he said, he felt, especially back in the late 60s, they were doing a lot of the same things. David, you lead a string quartet. What did you hear in Terry back in 1980 that made you decide that this was a guy you wanted to work with?
Well, I'd grown up hearing NC and Rainbow and Curved Air, but it was when we actually met at Mills College. I guess I do have a sense for people that might be quartet composers. And the minute I met Terry, I recognized a quartet composer.
What about you, Terry? Did you think of yourself that way?
Well, I had written one string quartet, you know, in 1960. And it was quite a, and then 20 years later, David approached me. I'd always loved a string quartet, and I did a really intense study of Bartok's quartets when I was a student and listened to them daily and was totally under the spell of those works, which I don't think have ever left me. Although I don't think my quartets necessarily reflect that, but that to me they were the high point of quartet writing in the 20th century. So
well, you know, and one of the things that Bartok did later in his quartets, very distilled, very concentrated movements of music, whereas you went and created these kind of sprawling canvases for Kronos to play. Salome Dances for Peace being a good example. And David, the next excerpt you're going to play for us comes from part of that, right?
Yes, we'd like to play for you Good Medicine, from Good Medicine, which is the conclusion to the nearly 2.5 hour mega quartet called Salome Dances for Peace.
Written for the Kronos Quartet by Terry Riley, and here's a live performance in our soundcheck studio. Thank you. That is the Kronos Quartet, live in our soundcheck studio, and a little bit of Good Medicine from Salome Dances for Peace, a huge work for string quartet written by Terry Riley, who is also here with me in our soundcheck studio. Riley's early pieces like In C and Rainbow in Curved Air are generally considered to be the first so-called minimalist pieces, though on the other side of the Atlantic, he was also hugely influential in the electronic rock scene. And of course, the Kronos Quartet, who have spent the past few decades revolutionizing the way we think about the string quartet, in part through their 30-year collaboration with Terry Riley and David Harrington, founder of the Kronos. When you guys first read through the 2.5 hours of Terry's piece, Salome Dances for Peace, was there some part of you thinking, somebody's got to cut this guy off?
Well, you know, actually, I play off of the same part from 1986. And I remember we were in Warsaw, Poland, when I assembled this part with the tape and put all my cues in it. And it was very cold in the hotel we were staying at. And what I remember is I got so cold writing all the cues in this 2.5 hour piece.
Trying to get everything into some manageable amount of paper.
Right, and figure out the page turns and all that. So that was my first recollection, really, of what we were in for.
And now, Terry, you have written a piece for Kronos that requires a whole new set of instruments that have kind of like megaphone horns attached to them and stuff like that. You really seem to be putting these guys through their paces. Why not just two violins, viola, and cello? What's wrong with that?
Well, to be fair to myself, I'd have to say that David put me up to it.
Well, in the background is a little bit of this piece called Transylvanian Horn Courtship, which is played on these weird instruments with their horns, and which will be part of Thursday night's event at Carnegie Hall, celebrating the Kronos Quartet Terry Riley collaboration, and it's part of the Kronos Perspective series. To the members of Kronos and Terry Riley, thank you both for being with us on the program today.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks, John.
And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, when a work of art crosses cultural boundaries, the results can be groundbreaking and controversial. Find out how the digital age is changing the debate over cultural appropriation. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who had help today from the Kronos' own Scott Fraser. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. We had help today from Rachel Kowal and Chase Kulpan. I'm John Schaefer.